Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, so we're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I don't know if you guys have been watching what's been happening over the weekend. Not Trump's toilet and the documents, which I'm still confused as to what the heck is going on with that, which we'll talk about. But the survival story of four children in the Amazon for 40 days after their mother and pilot were killed when the Cessna crashed is phenomenal. This story, it's nothing short of a miracle. And when you hear that, I think it was a 13-year-old, a 9-year-old, a 7-year-old, and an infant were able to survive for 40 days without a grown-up. Survive, by the way, being plane crash survivors. Taking care of an infant. It just reminds us that, it blows my mind that kids could be that have that much survival instinct. But I worry about, would American kids be able to do the same? And apparently, we're going to get more information as we find out. But the 13-year-old Leslie Jacobo Bear Mukuti, as well as her siblings, were able to survive on farina, which is a coarse cassava flour. They knew where to eat. They knew certain fruit, how to feed. They knew how to make shelter. They were still dehydrated, and they're going to be hospitalized for a couple weeks. But for 40 days, they were able to find shelter, find safety, withstand the heat, humidity, elements. They had some bug bites on them, but dangerous. We're talking about a jungle, the Amazon jungle, because I think the plane crashed in Colombia. And I'm blown away. And I want to take this moment for any of us that have kids to think about if our kids would have been able to do the same. So I grew up in I went to 12 schools, and I basically grew up in the Southern California, Arizona, Southern Nevada area of the United States. And the Maricopa County schools had this desert survival course. And they would make us every year go out into the desert and learn what to eat, what's dangerous, what's not, where to find shelter. And I thought that was brilliant. I might not have liked it because, like, oh, we're doing this again. I know prickly pear is fruit. I know cactus is fluid. I know how not to, you know, touch a Gila monster or a rattlesnake. But I don't think my kids didn't get that training in school. Does the average child learn survival? Does the average child learn how to fish? Does the average child learn what berries they can eat and what they can't eat? Does the average child know how to deal with their own wounds? Do they know how to do first aid? I keep saying this. I think our schools need to really revamp what they're doing in terms of education, because this is what matters. These kids that were able to survive for 40 days, that's what matters. I mean, I understand. We need to learn our math. We need to learn our science. We need to learn our history. But why aren't we having more practical learning? And this 13-year-old is amazing, but also the younger kids obviously had input. And I think we just leave our kids to the video games, leave our kids to Netflix, leave our kids to YouTube, leave our kids to social media. And ask your kid, you know, if they were in a plane crash and they crashed, and they survived, what would be the first thing they do? And if they're like, well, I'm going to check for a cell phone signal and then wait for help, you got some teaching. You have some teaching to do. And I don't know what I know Boy Scouts used to teach kids how to make a fire, how to figure out how to feed themselves, how to make shelter. We need more of the type of practical survival type skills. Because my fear is there's 18, 20-year-olds, 21-year-olds that don't know how to do that. And since we all don't go into the military, since we all don't camp, since we all don't, you know, live in the wild, we live in a very concrete, you know, horticulturally, environmentally friendly situation, I don't think the average person knows what they could eat. I don't know if the average person knows what animal to avoid or how to even protect themselves. Do they know how to make a weapon? And we don't teach your kids this. I bet that the average child does not know how to make a spear or how to make a knife to protect themselves in the wild because we don't teach them that. So we need to get our acts together. As we get more information on this family, and the kids are going to be hospitalized for a couple weeks. They're going to probably monitor their kidney status, renal status, get them hydrated, get their weight up, treat them for any infection. Because my guess is they were exposed to a lot of elements, and then they'll get to be reunited with their family. Please use this as a learning mechanism. You know, just like those kids in the soccer team that got stuck in the caves, I believe it was in Thailand. They knew how to survive. Yes, there was at least an adult with them, but for the most part, there wasn't the panic. There wasn't the I don't know. We need to do a much better job as parents, as educators, to get these kids ready. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Interestingly, the kids told officials that they found a dog, a Belgian Shepherd search dog named Wilson. And that dog belonged to Special Forces, and the dog had gone missing on May 18th. And the kids spent time with the dog, and I think tried to feed the dog as well. Just amazing. Relatives are happy. Colombian President Gustavo Petro visited the children in the hospital on Saturday, celebrated their return and their survival, and says this is going to be remembered in history. It's amazing. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so being a physician, medical records we take very seriously. How we store our medical records are extreme. You have to put utmost care and diligence and protection in them. And I've been watching what's been going on with this whole classified document fiasco with President Trump, with Joe Biden, Mike Pence, and my guess is the average legislator, the average politician who has been working from home this whole time, right? They've been with COVID and all that, had some classified documents with them. But if that did happen, who is the person that checks out the classified documents or checks them back in? When I was little, I'd go to a library, and after navigating the Dewey Decimal System, when I wanted to check out a book, that librarian, after telling me shh, shh, shh all the time, basically got my fingerprints, my social security. I mean, she made it seem like she could come to my house and hunt me down if I didn't return my Beezus and Ramona book that I borrowed. And there was such a critical logging of a book. And I get it. The book is the property of the school. The book is the property of the library. And if I'm going to have it in my possession, there needs to be a paper trail. And I would bring back that book because I didn't want the librarian and the police to come to my house. Right? Librarian scared me all the time. So when I see these pictures of boxes in Biden's garage and Trump's toilet, which honestly I'm a little confused why a very beautiful bathroom would have boxes of classified documents. I don't know. Just something just doesn't seem right with this whole thing. It's almost made up. I mean, why would Trump stick boxes of stuff by the toilet? If you didn't like them, he would flush them down the toilet. If you needed toilet reading, he could use his phone. I'm a little confused. In fact, there's no place to even sit and squat near the toilet with these boxes. I'm just really confused. But we'll get into that in a second. But if, let's say Biden, when he was vice president, was taking these boxes home, who checked them out? When President Trump allegedly left the White House, it wasn't just him and Barron and Melania saying, let's rack up the car, let's load up the back of the hatch. There had to have been a process where somebody either gave him the document or Biden gave them documents to reveal, knew they had those documents, and then bring them back. I mean, if something is really that classified, there's a security clearance, there's a paper trail for those documents. Now, they're making it seem like when you're president, there's papers flying all over the place, he's able to box them up, and then in the dead of night with nobody watching, able to take them out of the White House and send them to Mar-a-Lago. Or Biden. Biden's able to walk out with a box, get into his limousine, and bring it to Delaware. Something just doesn't seem right. You would think whoever was in charge of documents would know. All right, guys, there's a picture of a military base. That picture was given to the president 2017, let's say, and we just don't have that picture back. Everything's logged. All classified documents are supposed to be logged. So then why the surprise? And why all the boxes? And when somebody moves out of the White House, aren't there tons of people around watching it happen? We know people watch. The Clintons moved out. Obama moved out. There's people watching. So if all these boxes are going somewhere and be driven, I don't understand why there's such a surprise, and why, if these weren't supposed to leave the White House, then how did they leave the White House? And then when you look at, or the vice presidential, or office, or wherever Biden was during the Obama regimen, or Mike Pence. So now let's look at this toilet picture. Have you guys seen this toilet picture? First of all, nicely decorated. You see towels. They look like fresh, plump towels, like recently put there for somebody to use after they wash their hands. There's Kleenex, and the Kleenex looks like a fresh box. It doesn't look old, like there's dust on it. So this looks like a bathroom that's actively used. Maybe, and I'm no forensic analysis of bathrooms, but I've spent many hours, probably years of my life in a toilet. It looks like it's an actively used bathroom. But then you see boxes stacked up in it. Now, I have stored things. I've stored kids' mementos. I've stored things. Anything that I think is of worth, I'm not going to put in the bathroom because there's a shower, there's a toilet, there's a sink. They could get ruined. These boxes are paper boxes next to a shower and toilet. And I guess we're being told that Trump had his valet move them into a toilet to hide from the FBI. If the FBI is searching a house, they're going to go into every room. I don't know. And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm missing something on this. But I feel like if this really did happen, then you know, somebody needs to maybe put classified documents in waterproof boxes, because storing documents near a bathroom will get them wet. Whoever is in charge of the checkout system or the Dewey Decimal system of classified documents needs to be fired, because it seems like time and time again, they don't know where the hell the documents are. They're leaving when they're not supposed to leave, unless maybe this isn't what we're being told it is. That you could have files, you could have papers, you could have copies. And that's the other thing, too. Did the president have a photocopy of something? Or an actual hard copy? And why would somebody leave the only single hard copy of something with somebody who is leaving the office and only years later asking for it back? I'm just confused by all that. If there's really one photograph of a military base or pictures, let's say, of Iran, why is there only one picture? And why didn't anybody ask for that picture to come back? I'm just confused. It just something doesn't make sense. And I just don't understand. I'm looking at this toilet picture. It's an actively used bathroom. You can't hide. Somebody said, well, he hid them in the shower. They're outside the shower. You can't pee or poop or change your clothes without seeing these boxes. And it looks like it's an actively used bathroom. I'm just confused. So something just doesn't make sense. And the big problem is whether people think Trump and Pence and Biden are guilty of espionage or guilty of using classified documents or whatever, all these charges. I know only right now Trump is being charged, but my guess is charges, I don't know, unless only Trump's the one getting charged. Who knows? But we obviously have a classified document problem. And if other countries are watching this going, well, I guess it's willy-nilly, people who work for the government can take everything home and stick it by their Corvette, stick them in the toilet, stick them in Melania's underwear drawer, which I don't think classified documents were in her underwear drawer, which is another thing. If the FBI is going to search your wife's underwear drawer, why would the documents be safe around a toilet? Something just doesn't seem right. And mind you, this isn't 1885. This is the 2000s when we have everything on computers. So I'm not exactly sure what, with Hillary Clinton, that whole email scandal didn't involve paper shredding. It involved emails. And I think some sort of process to erase the emails. Why did Hillary have emails, but President Trump have hard copies? I'm just confused. Maybe you guys know more. But it just looks very odd. And doesn't make any sense. So maybe you guys could figure it out. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA News Update. It'll be many weeks, even months, before traffic flows again on Interstate 95 through Philadelphia. A tanker truck caught fire yesterday right under the highway, causing the northbound lanes to collapse. This man saw it as he drove southbound.
I hit a bump, went down. My son went on the phone and saw that right where we were, it collapsed. So, you know, I started counting my lucky stars at that moment. Couldn't believe it.
Former President Trump is heading to Florida to be arraigned tomorrow on felony counts related to the documents found at Mar-a-Lago. Italy's three-time Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi has died. He was 86. Fox News has sent a cease and desist letter to former host Tucker Carlson over his new show on Twitter. Fox is still paying Carlson, saying that means he can't do any other show until his deal expires at the end of next year. Rich Johnson, USA News.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so the Ozempic craze, where people are using these weight loss medications, which were designed for diabetics, people with diabetes, but the decreased gastric motility, the satiety, where you're more feeling more full, has been found to be very advantageous, not only for people with diabetes, but people wanting to lose weight. The problem is that these medications can have side effects. And doctors are warning that some of these side effects could actually put you into the hospital. We also don't know about the long-term effects. Mounjaro, tirzepatide, and semaglutide, known as Ozempic and Wegovy, are administered once a week by shot. Mounjaro is a GIP and GLP-1 receptor agonist, while Ozempic and Wegovy are GLP-1 receptor agonists. And they were originally, Wegovy was FDA, was the Ozempic version of the FDA weight loss medication, but Ozempic and Mounjaro have been used in diabetics to allow their blood sugar to lower, slow down digestion, keep food in the patient's stomach longer, to suppress hunger, and allow a more methodical way to break down the food, absorb the sugar. Unfortunately, though, people have been using this very aggressively, and there's side effects to it. Now, some of the very common, well-known side effects are nausea, abdominal pain, constipation, diarrhea, vomiting. But also, we have to be on the lookout for pancreatitis. There's been some concerns that it could also cause the pancreas to swell. I've had patients who have called in saying they need nausea medicine every week after they get their shot. I'm like, but you can't be on nausea medicine chronically. If you're getting nauseous, that means your body is not liking the medication. So some people are complaining of chronic abdominal pain. Lori Kiefer, an academic health psychologist and director for psychobehavioral research within the Division of Gastroenterology at Mount Sinai, told CBS News that the nausea, diarrhea, fullness, constipation can also affect people's mood and energy levels. Because you're bloated, maybe you're gassy, always running to the bathroom, you could be isolated, embarrassed, overwhelmed. Some people have anxiety about when these symptoms are going to hit them. I think it was Zenical. Zenical was a weight loss medication that would cause people to have secretions, stool secretions, dirty their underwear. I don't want to go into too much detail, but people would be embarrassed. And so if a bathroom wasn't available, if they felt bloated, they would socially isolate. Well, again, a medication is only good if it's, one, if it works, two, if it doesn't have significant side effects, three, if it's affordable, and four, if it's something you could use long term. It doesn't make a lot of sense, somebody losing all this weight just to gain it all back. Other side effects were being told of Ozempic, not only is the pancreatitis, but also thyroid tumors, changes in vision, gallbladder issues, kidney failure, low blood sugar, and even cancer. Now, taking a medication to lose weight, if the weight loss was permanent, I understand how some people may want to take the risk, but if the weight loss is not permanent and you're putting yourself at risk for cancer, and obviously if, God forbid, you do get cancer, you're going to have to get off the medication, I don't know if that's the right way for you to lose your weight. Doctors have reported malnutrition because some people, they don't eat at all, that when they do eat, they don't eat what they need. Some doctors are advising people to take multivitamins and protein supplements because they're not eating when they're on it. The long-term effects, I don't think we know. I think I saw one study that said you could be on it for 65 weeks. So 65 weeks is a little bit over a year. But then what? And 90-some percent of patients who went off of it said they gained their weight back. And I get it, guys. I get it. I've told myself the same thing. If I could just lose the weight, I'll keep it off. Not entirely. Because remember, the faster you lose the weight, the faster you rebound. That's why you need to plateau. When you're on a diet, you do well, and then all of a sudden you're the same weight for weeks, and you get grumpy. You go, well, you know what? The diet's not doing anything, so let me quit. Uh-uh. You keep it up. Especially if it's a healthy diet, and you're watching what you eat, and you're getting good nutrition, because your body is resetting that new number. I've told you this a number of times. Many of us will get the stomach flu. We'll lose 5 pounds within a couple days, maybe 10. We'll get on the scale when we're feeling better. And we'll tell ourselves, oh my gosh, I'm 10 pounds lighter. If I could just keep the weight off. And before you finish your sentence, you've already gained the weight back. Because the body has two choices. One is to reset everything. Or two is to just reabsorb everything to get you back to your set point. So losing a bunch of weight in a year, over 50, 60 pounds in a year, might be a little too quick. Now, mind you, I want people to be of their ideal weight. I think obesity is horrible. In fact, there's a study saying obesity changes the brain, sometimes permanently. And obesity in a way kind of rewires your brain. You might never feel full. You might always be at a disadvantage. And so not being obese, trying to avoid obesity, managing obesity is paramount. But I think we're going the wrong way about it, jumping on the Ozempic train. By the way, we have diabetics not able to get their medication. Remember, these medications are supposed to be for people with diabetes. And we have a lot of non-diabetics on the medication, and there's a short supply. These medications also have now skyrocketed in price. So my diabetic patients who used to be on it and used to be able to afford it can't afford it anymore because of all the demand. Patients on Ozempic are now reporting more anxiety, more depression. Is it because they're not eating? Is it because the medication? Is it the gut? You know how the gut microbiome communicates with the brain? So if somebody's not feeling well, they're putting themselves at certain risk. And I'm not saying it's a bad medication. For those of you with diabetes or for those of you with severe weight issues, and your doctor is having it a part, like 1/100th of your new plan, that includes exercise, psychological counseling, nutrition, ways to boost your metabolism, better sleep. I'm a fan of these medications. What I'm not a fan of is everybody in Hollywood and bragging about, oh yeah, I lost weight the regular way. They're taking this medication to not eat. We do have a satiety issue. We have to figure out a way to not be hungry. And I think one way to do it is get rid of the ads. I'm trying to watch the Golden Knights win the Stanley Cup, which we think is going to happen. Honestly, the Panthers play really well, but I think this is the Golden Knights' year. And I am inundated with burgers and pizza and hot fudge sundaes and all these ads. Now, I just don't look at it. I ignore the ads and I go to my computer. But we just can't get away from it. I've had McDonald's. It doesn't look anything like the ads. But the ads make it look like it's so tasty. Got the cheese. And by the way, that's why they use circles and triangles. These things attract the eyes. I could talk for hours about the marketing of food. So we're inundated by it. And we might just have to say, guys, let's cut back on the ads. Let's cut back on the sugar. The sugar makes you hungry. The sugar is very dopaminergic and serotonergic and makes you want to eat more. But we really need to collectively work on this because I don't think Wegovy, Ozempic, Mounjaro are going to be long-term fixes. 1-877 Doc Valley, don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so there's been a lot of confusion and a lot of concern. Many of you reached out about this possible California law. There's a little more to it, but I know there's, and the text is very confusing, but a lot of people are concerned that parents will lose their child if they don't legally change the child's gender, if the child wants their gender to be changed, that that would be deemed as child abuse, and then the parents would not be allowed to take care of that child because they'd be deemed abusive. So the bill, and there's a little more to it, but it's a little confusing how the text is written because a lot of it has been changed. But this is AB 957, and it has to do with family law, and I believe it has to do with custody battles. So currently this isn't, although it could later move to that, if you're a family in California, and you haven't legally changed your child's identity based on what they want, your child isn't going to be taken away. That's not what this is, but some critics say it's the start of it. What this is if there's a custody battle, and one of the parents says that my child wants to be male and not female, or vice versa, and dad or mom, the other parent, won't acknowledge it, my child feels abused or neglected, and it could go the way of the other spouse, the other parent, because their child is in a environment that they don't feel, that they feel is abusive. So this is Assembly Bill 957. They say existing law governs the determination of child custody and visitation in contested proceedings and requires the court, for purposes of deciding custody, to determine the best interest of the child based on certain factors, including, among other things, the health, safety, and welfare of the child. And so in making the determination, they look at abuse, they look at the health and safety, and then now there's going to also be the court... if there's a obstruction, let's say, of the child wanting to be of a certain gender. Now, I don't know when this goes to the legislature, I think it actually passed the state assembly. And then an amendment was added of what constitutes parental responsibility. And the bill has not yet gone into law. But it was brought about by Democratic Assembly Member Lori Wilson, who wrote the original bill, along with State Senator Scott Wiener, who also co-sponsored it. And it was introduced last February, and I think there's another bill that has advanced requiring foster parents to affirm the gender identities of children. So one question I got is if the kids are being taken away from parents, who's raising them? Right now, this bill it includes the parents in custody. So if one parent says, I'll affirm their gender, they'll be fine with me, that parent will get the child. So right now, I know some of you are wondering, if all these kids get taken away from parents, who raises them? Right now, it's the parent that affirms the child's gender. Where there's questions, though, is what if the child changes their mind? And so, and what's also confusing with this bill, or are parents supposed to go down to the courthouse and change the birth certificate? Or what is supposed to be the legal protocol of a child that says, I don't want to be a girl, I don't want to be a boy? And I told you, when I was little, you know, I thought I was going to grow up to be like my dad. Tried to pee standing up. This is when I was 3. And when my mom and sister said, no, you're going to be a girl... And then they explained to me what a period was. I was like, oh, hell no. So do you then change? But thank God I'm a girl, because obviously I changed my mind. I'm like, I'm okay with the periods. I want to have babies. I'm fine. But I don't have to pee standing up. Glad I don't have a penis. So does that mean my parents would have had to keep going down to the courthouse to change the legal documents? And the funny thing is the average child does go back and forth. The average child just goes, wait a second, I just saw the Titanic. Men couldn't get on the boat. Hell no, make me a girl. I mean, kids might go back and forth thinking that. You know, grass always looks greener on the other side of the fence. So then what are the parents supposed to do? And then can that affect a child later if there's documents that keep switching them back and forth, and then later... they try to move forward with something, and one of the documents still has the other gender. And so this is something we've never dealt with, because usually it's you be who you want to be, but now we're starting to get courts involved. We're starting to get law involved. We need to now put it in the books. And you have people who are gender fluid. They might not want to have something official in the courts. They might just not want to be named male or female. So what's the safest way to go? So this is something that, obviously, somebody said Oregon is something similar. I need to look that up. But right now, it's not what a lot of people think. It's not that every family in California can lose their kid if they haven't legally documented their gender that they want to be. That's not what's going on. But right now, what is going on is the bill introduced where if parents are fighting over the child, if one parent is not going to affirm a child's identity, they might lose the child. And so then this would probably also go through the courts in terms of religion and First Amendment rights and all that. So this could be a mess. It's interesting how we didn't even think that the issue of somebody choosing their gender, where it can pervade. I mean, once it gets into the courts, then this could go anywhere. But you know, for example, so colleges. Many colleges have scholarships for girls only or for, you know, to promote the women in education. So then could a child who wants to get that scholarship change their gender so then they could get that scholarship? It's I don't know. You know, they're undergoing the issue of reparations and there's certain benefits for women in certain avenues, and some people might say, then let me identify as that. And it stinks because I know many true transgender individuals, and they might get sidelined. They might lose out on help they need. And if the average person wants to use public funds to transition, then what happens to those individuals who really do need the help? We can make an argument that almost every child may, at one point or another, go, you know, be questioning things. So will the millions of, we have 62 million children. Will we, you know, do we have enough resources? Do we have enough counselors? You know, if somebody has a quote-unquote gender identity disorder, which I think we're moving away from, we want to get counselors. We want to have people that can help guide them. I don't think we have enough to take on, you know. So that'll be interesting. Also, if in the courts, could somebody who wants to take a child away from a family member make a case? It definitely can open up a bag of worms, but I just want to clarify a little bit what that bill is. It's not law yet, but that's one thing that's already in the books. 1-877-DOCTELLA, don't go away.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.